Espresso English Podcast, Episode 41, Slang Words for Food and Drink.
Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson.
One of the most difficult parts of learning any language is learning the slang and the informal expressions. These are expressions you usually don't read in newspaper articles, but you'll find them in TV shows, movies, and in informal conversations between native speakers. Today, I'm going to teach you 16 American English slang words and expressions, all of which are related to food and drink. The first one is grub. Grub is a slang word for food. For example, I'm hungry, let's get some grub. Two other slang words for food are nosh and chow. All three of these words are very informal, and they are most frequently used with the expression let's get some. Let's get some grub, let's get some nosh, and let's get some chow. The second slang word is booze. Booze is a slang word for alcohol. For example, we found him asleep next to an empty bottle of booze. We also have a slang expression for coffee, that is, cup of joe. For example, if I don't have my morning cup of joe, I can't stay awake for my 7 a.m. class. We have many slang words for a long sandwich. One of them is grinder. For example, have you tried the new meatball grinder? It's really good. Other names for this kind of sandwich include hero, sub, and hoagie. The names vary depending on the region of the United States. Our next term is a phrasal verb, lay off a certain food. To lay off a food means to stop eating so much of it. For example, I'm gaining weight. I should probably lay off the fast food. The opposite of that is pig out. To pig out means to eat a lot of food all at one time. For example, we pigged out at the all-you-can-eat buffet. Pig out means to stuff yourself completely full of food, to eat excessively. Well, hopefully you'll exercise some restraint, and when you go to a restaurant, get a doggy bag. A doggy bag is food that you take home from the restaurant if you didn't finish your meal. For example, the restaurant served so much food that I couldn't eat it all, so I took the rest home in a doggy bag. If you are in a restaurant and you want to ask the waiter or waitress to give you a doggy bag, you can say, "Can I get a doggy bag?" or "Could you wrap this up for me?" In English, we have a great number of slang words to describe somebody who is drunk. One of them is plastered. For example, he's completely plastered. He can't even stand up. Again, this means somebody who is very drunk. They have consumed too much alcohol. A few other slang words for drunk include wasted, juiced, sauced, sloshed, hammered, trashed, and shit-faced. With all of these slang words for drunk, you can use the word completely or totally, but not the word very. For example, don't say he's very wasted, but you can say he's totally wasted. Don't say she's very hammered, but you can say she's completely hammered. This is because all of these slang words are extreme adjectives, so the word very is already included. Our next word is brunch. The word brunch is a combination of the word breakfast and lunch, brunch. Brunch is a meal eaten in the late morning, which replaces breakfast and lunch. For example, we're having brunch at 10:30 on Sunday morning. It's easier to have brunch on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, when you don't have to work, so you can have a meal in the mid or late morning. The next expression is sweet tooth. A person who has a sweet tooth is someone who loves candy, cookies, cake, chocolate, and other sweet foods. For example, my son has such a sweet tooth, he'd eat candy for breakfast if I let him. On the healthier side, we have the term veggie. Veggie is short for vegetable. It can also mean vegetarian food. For example, I'm making some veggie burgers. Veggie burgers are like hamburgers, but without meat. They are made of vegetables instead. Next, we have two words that are often used by children. They are yummy and yucky. Yummy means delicious, and yucky means disgusting. Again, these words are mostly used by children. For example, macaroni and cheese is really yummy. Again, that means delicious. I don't like broccoli. It's yucky. Yucky means disgusting. Next, we have another phrasal verb, wolf down your food. If you wolf down food, it means you eat very fast. For example, he wolfed down 4 pieces of pizza and asked for more. Another phrasal verb is snack on. To snack on something means to eat lightly. For example, if you want to lose weight, try snacking on dried fruit instead of potato chips. If you want to taste some of your friend's food, you can use the expression have a bite. You can say, "Can I have a bite of your steak?" This means you want a small sample of the other person's food. Another expression with the word bite is grab a bite to eat. To grab a bite to eat simply means to get something to eat. For example, let's grab a bite to eat on the way to work. So now you know 16 slang words for food and drink. But there are hundreds more slang words and expressions in the English language. If you'd like to learn more of them, check out my book, Slang and Informal English. It organizes these words and expressions by category, explains their meanings, provides examples, and also tells you how offensive they are. Because some slang words are simply informal and you can use them anytime, but other slang words are a little bit or very offensive, and you want to be careful what situations you use them in. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on eBooks, and look for the eBook on slang and informal English. It comes with the PDF and also audio, so you can practice your listening. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.